Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session of today's call, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your phone and record your name, and your line will be open. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to now turn the meeting over to Mr. Hermes Beli. You may begin. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Hermes Beli, and I'm the Associate Director for Epidemiologic Science in the division at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where the ME/CFS program is located. On behalf of the program, I'm pleased to welcome you to today's ME/CFS Stakeholder Engagement and Communication Conference Call, also known as the SEEK Call. Dr. Jennifer McQuiston, who was originally scheduled to moderate this call, has been deployed for CDC's coronavirus emergency response, unfortunately, and she's unable to join us today. I'll be serving as your moderator for the call today. Our primary purpose is to share information on ME/CFS as part of our regular outreach communication series. First, we'll hear from Dr. Elizabeth Anger, who is chief of the CDC's Chronic Viral Diseases Branch. She will provide some program updates. And then Dr. Dana Brimmer will provide updates for CME educational activities. And Dr. Nanda Issa will describe the school-based active surveillance project. After these speakers are done, we'll open the line for questions. The operator will provide information about how to ask a question after the introductory remarks. Before we start, I would like to read a disclaimer. The disclaimer is, these calls are open to the public. Please exercise discretion on sensitive content and material as confidentiality during these calls or items submitted via email cannot be guaranteed. Today's call will be recorded, and transcripts will be available at a later date on the CDC website. I would now like to ask Dr. Elizabeth Anger to provide her introductory remarks. Dr. Anger?
Thank you very much, Dr. Beli, and welcome all to our 15th Stakeholder Engagement and Communication Call, CDC's forum for regular communication with the ME/CFS community. In the room with me today are two additional members of the division leadership, Donovan Newton, Associate Director for Policy, and Christine Pearson, Associate Director for Communications. In addition, we have Dr. Sally Lynn, Team Lead for the ME/CFS program, and two new staff members that I'd like to introduce. First is Dr. Jean Bertoli, who joined the Chronic Viral Diseases Branch in October as Deputy Chief of the branch. In this capacity, she's serving as senior advisor for all of the branch's programs, including ME/CFS. Dr. Bertoli has a doctorate in epidemiology and has worked at CDC for over 20 years, most recently in the Division of Human Development and Disability as Associate Director for Science. Her broad health experience and knowledge of CDC will greatly benefit our work in ME/CFS. Next, I'd like to introduce Dr. Anandita Nanda Issa. Dr. Issa is a physician who joined the ME/CFS program in June. Prior to joining our program, Dr. Issa served in the CDC Epidemiologic Intelligence Service and completed fellowships in preventive medicine and epidemiology. We also have a guest joining us, Dr. Renee Callanan. Dr. Callanan is the Health Equity Coordinator for the National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infectious Diseases, the center where the ME/CFS program is housed at CDC. Dr. Callanan began her service in the Commissioned Corps of the U.S. Public Health Service in 2007 and joined the center in July 2019. In her position as Health Equity Coordinator, Dr. Callanan is a consultant for the ME/CFS program on addressing the stigma and health disparities that affect ME/CFS patients. Today's call will be different from our previous calls. On past calls, while we've provided an opportunity for questions from participants, these questions came through email. We understand that many participants would prefer to have a chance to ask questions directly, so we worked with CDC leadership to identify a method to allow callers to ask a question and hear an answer directly. To allow more time for this new feature, we will have brief updates on some of CDC's activities, but will not have an external expert speaking. We look forward to bringing back guest speakers for future calls. As a reminder, if you have suggestions for speakers and or topics for future calls, please send them to the SEEK call email. That is MECFSSEC@CDC.gov. This is also the address to use if you'd like to be added to the listserv to receive email notification about upcoming calls. I should mention here to not email questions to this mailbox during today's call, but instead follow the operator's instructions to ask a question when we get to that portion of the call. Now, moving to updates on CDC's ME-CFS program. I'll give a general overview, followed by more focused information on our work with Medscape, presented by Dr. Brimmer, and the contract with the National Association of School Nurses, given by Dr. Issa. I'd like to start by answering some frequent questions we received about the multi-site clinical assessment of ME-CFS study, also referred to as MCAM. One is a basic question about why we did not specify a case definition and instead relied on study clinicians to enroll those who they considered to have ME-CFS. We took this approach because each clinical investigator is a recognized ME-CFS expert whose clinical judgment is reliable. Getting data about the ME-CFS population in 7 experts' clinics provides important information to refine the case definition healthcare providers use to recognize ME-CFS in their patients. We shared preliminary baseline data with the Institute of Medicine Committee, and this data informed their ME-CFS clinical case definition. We are extremely appreciative of the commitment and dedication of the clinical experts, their staff, and their patients. While somewhat intangible, the collegial working relationship we established has been one of the most beneficial to our program. Our clinician collaborators continue to be a valued source for information and advice. The next most frequently asked question is about the pediatric adolescent component of MCAM. Enrollment of children and adolescents with ME-CFS and similarly aged healthy people was slow initially, as the original MCAM clinics primarily serve adults. Therefore, we began working with additional clinics in 2019 to boost the pediatric enrollment. We are now in full swing with current enrollment of 200 participants, 105 with ME-CFS, and 125 healthy controls. Baseline information is completed for about 140, and 20 have completed 1 year follow-up. The study protocol includes data collection at enrollment and follow-up data to be collected for 2 more years. The clinicians that have contributed to pediatric data collection are Drs. Lucinda Bateman from the Bateman Horn Center, Utah, Nancy Klimas, Institute for Neuroimmune Medicine, Florida, Andy Kogelnick, Open Medicine Clinic, California, Patricia De La Mora, Weill Cornell Medicine, New York, and Amy Smith, Nurse Practitioner, Open Medicine Institute, California. The contract for expanded pediatric enrollment was awarded to Eagle Global Scientific, which is partnering with Open Medicine Institute as a subcontractor. Eagle and Open Medicine have been working to increase study recruitment of both patients and clinicians, and they reached out to Solve ME-CFS to announce this study. This promotion of study recruitment has led to numerous inquiries and will potentially increase the enrollment and completion rate. Finally, the third most asked question is about when more MCAM publications will be coming. First, I'd like to update you on our most recent publication, just in case you missed it. In 2019, we published data on the validity of the PROMIS fatigue short form to measure fatigue experienced by people with ME-CFS in the journal Quality of Life Research. This publication titled Psychometric Properties of the PROMIS Fatigue Short Form 7A Among Adults with ME-CFS is an important step towards establishing PROMIS fatigue as an acceptable outcome measure for ME-CFS treatment trials. Our American Institute for Research colleagues are preparing to submit PROMIS fatigue through FDA's Clinical Outcome Assessment Qualification Program. The FDA has said previously that a lack of validated tools like this one is a major factor that keeps drug developers from entering this field and wanting to try to develop treatments. So we're excited to be advancing the science in this area. We will also continue to collaborate with subject matter experts in PROMIS at AIR, at the American Institute for Research, to validate PROMIS sleep and pain measures used in the MCAM study. We started data collection for MCAM in 2012, and the study design allowed for enrollment of new patients through April 2019. We are still finalizing data entry and cleaning for many of the analyses. Specifically, we've been working with subject matter experts in exercise, neurocognition, and neurology on developing manuscripts in those areas. We have planned 3 manuscripts based on analyses of exercise testing, cognition testing, and NASA lean test data. While we work on finalizing the manuscripts and getting CDC clearance for submission to peer-reviewed journals, we plan to share our preliminary results at the IACFS ME conference in June at Stony Brook University in New York. We have plans for additional publications that will examine illness heterogeneity, methods for assessing natural killer cell function, and natural language processing for automatic extraction of data, such as medications, that are entered as free text in our study instruments. We thank you for your patience and support during this data collection period. Now I'd like to ask Dr. Dana Brimmer to provide an update on our medical educational activities with Medscape. Dr. Brimmer will be familiar to many of you as she's been a contractor with our program for many years and has been the facilitator for our prior calls since these began in 2012. She's an experienced health educator and has been guiding our collaboration with Medscape. Dr. Brimmer?
Thank you, Dr. Unger. The CDC ME-CFS program